Welcome back to the Cosplay Creator Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen. Join me as I talk to cosplayers about their interests and experiences in such a remarkable and amazing world. For this episode, I would like to welcome a guest cosplayer from Singapore, Queenie.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure is always mine. So how are you?
I'm tired. I had a photo shoot earlier today, so.
Cool. What's a photo shoot all about? What, like any glimpse for the cosplay, I guess?
I had a photo shoot for Chainsaw Man. I did Makima, the nurse version, with my friend. She did Power, and we had a photo shoot at our friend's studio. It's really fun. Kind of messed up somewhere though, but we'll talk about that later. But if there's one thing I gotta say about the photo shoot, if you're gonna wear latex, bring powder.
Okay. This is funny because I literally just assumed that the photo shoot is all about cosplay. But I assume because this is a cosplay podcast.
Well, it was a cosplay photo shoot.
Okay. So let's just jump right to the questions. How were you introduced to cosplay?
Funny story. I actually first cosplayed when I was 9. I grew up on anime. I've watched it since I was like 5. It was showing on a lot of the kids' cartoon show, like, you know, channels on my TV. And so one fine day, my older sis came back with a cosplay. It was this Pukulite cosplay. And I was the only one with the guts to wear it to, like, outside. So I was like, okay, I'll wear it. So I put it on, and basically for like the whole day, I went home in that. And I just remember the entire day when people would be like, oh my god, you're so small, you're in cosplay, that's so cute, can I take a picture of you? And I remember being so amazed by that, because I like the attention. And, you know, it's nice to hear people being so excited to see you in costume. It's a very nice feeling. So I guess that kind of dragged on till I started again officially when I was 13. I got a cosplay for my birthday. It was from Assassination Classroom. It was one of the uniforms. And so I wore it to an event for the first time on my own. And it was just such a nice feeling being in costume and seeing other people in costume and just really just mingling with people that like the same thing that you like.
You mentioned like you were introduced to cosplay around 5 years old, I guess. Wait, I was wrong.
Nine
years old there. Yes. 9 years old, and then you proceed to 13 years old, you started your cosplay.
The first cosplay that I officially started cosplaying when I was 13, wearing the school uniform of Assassination Classroom.
Assassination Classroom. So you said that's an official cosplay. So basically, you've tried cosplaying beforehand, but it's just a test run. What do you mean by being officially cosplaying?
I mean, I'm a kid, and my parents obviously wouldn't be too psyched to hear that their kid wants to spend a lot of money on this costume, right? So my sister brought home this Vocaloid costume from somewhere when I was 9 years old, but none of them were willing to wear it out except for me. So when I wore it out, that was the first time I stepped out into like an actual costume in cosplay, walking around a convention and like just really kind of mingling with the crowd and like experiencing what a convention was like when I was 9. Then when I reached 13, I realized that, hey, you know what? I could kind of do this on my own. And so I started to officially pursue cosplay as my hobby from then.
Like, let's just say, let's put it this way. 9 years old and then 13 years old, let's just say it's a decision that you made, like, yeah, I want to do this. Like, seriously, I'm going to do this. And then, I mean, it's still for fun, but And then time flies by, and then here you are right now. So
still doing it.
Yeah, technically you have this, like, cosplay, in a sense, became a part of your life. And like, let's just say a journey, something that is tangent on your life.
Yeah, I grew up with cosplay, kind of. Yeah, the entire...
That's the word I was looking for. Like you literally grew up.
Yeah.
Of cosplay. Like,
the community back then really watched me grow from, like, I think 13 all the way to, like, now. But I think I sort of started to talk to the community and, like, interact with more. Like, I've interacted more with the community when I was, I think, like, 14 or 15. Yeah. I made friends in that cosplay when I was 13 and such. But it was more so just trying to drag my school friends into it as well, which worked.
Okay. So you were introduced to cosplay at the same time you finally decided this, that you want to cosplay. So I want to point out way back when you were 13 years old, I guess. Let's just say I'm gonna pinpoint it there. Maybe you can extend it to whatever year that you think of. But my question would be, like, which part of the year that you had on your cosplay journey, which is technically already a part of your life,
right,
is where you have been inspired to push cosplay. Like, you can just say you did try cosplay and then just leave it at that. But technically, you just decide, like, I'm going to do this. So what's the kicker for that one?
I think it was because I was not that great at socializing back then. I was very awkward. I was very quiet. I would not speak unless spoken to. And so, like, I think the convention, when I went for the first time when I was on my own, when I was 13, really forced me to, like, step out of my shell and approach people that I don't know, complete strangers, to be like, hi, can I take a picture with you? Because, you know, they look good and I like the characters that they're cosplaying. And so I think that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to pursue cosplay as a hobby. That and insecurities and stuff. And I really didn't like, I didn't like life at that point, right? Angsty teenager. But essentially, I took cosplay as an escape. Somewhere that I could kind of just not be myself for a day and just do something else other than be me.
Is the reason for cosplaying still the same right now? Or do you have any... Or is the reason that you transition to something more... With regards to cosplay,
it's really transitioned into something else. I'm no longer like a super angsty teenager, thank God. I am.
You're done with that phase, by the way.
Yeah, I'm done with that phase of life. My music taste never changed, but, you know, I moved on. I would say that my reason for cosplaying now is more so because I really, really just enjoy the hobby. It's so fun. And I love putting on makeup. I love dressing up. I like looking good. And not only that, seeing how people... I noticed this when I went for a photo shoot for the first time after COVID happened. Basically, I had a photo shoot for a Genshin group photo. Okay, and it was just me and my two other friends and the photographer. And we were doing... the Mondstadt girl. So I was doing Sucrose, I had a friend doing Fischl, and I had another friend doing Ember. And I remember just walking to, like, the location where we were having a shoot fully in cosplay. And so many people would just be like, hi, do you mind if we just take a picture of you real quick? And at that point, it just reminded me that is the reason why I like the cosplay so much. That's the reason why I never pursued photo shoots more than I pursued conventions. I used to go to every single convention every year. So if there was like 10 conventions in 1 year, I would go to all 10. If there were like 3 in 1 month, I would go to all 3, no matter how tired I was. Because that feeling of seeing people get so excited when they see you cosplay, especially, it's just such a nice feeling. It's like you bring the character to life in that moment and get to see the, like other people that don't typically see cosplayers, they don't see these characters in real life. Like, you know, they get happy, they get excited, they're like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, the role of the cosplayer is to bring life somebody's favorite character.
To life,
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
and
aside from you doing the character, like, that's another, let's just say that's another role that you didn't thought that you would be
yeah.
until you went to a convention and then somebody would actually praise you or even adore you. And appreciate your cosplay because, like, somebody would just say, "You made my hero physically here, and I thank
Yeah.
you for that." Like, somebody would say that to you, and that's kind of heartwarming as well when somebody would just say that,
Yeah.
even if you're not. Like literally, like as a cosplay, because of course, a cosplay. Like it depends as a cosplay, because one thing's for sure, that's a fictional character. So if you're really, really, really trying to make it so an accuracy for it, you can, but cosplayers, not all cosplayers can do that. But
Right.
the fact that you did it and then somebody appreciated. Means like it's a different type of it's a different world of it's hard to put it in words like
It's
you did
okay. I can.
something you did
Yeah.
something
Like I made someone's day.
you knew that you're doing it for yourself, but at the same time you unnoticeably did something for somebody else which you never did expect. That's
Yeah,
it.
it never really, especially when I was younger, when I first started out cosplaying, I never realized how much of an impact it would have on other people when they see me cosplaying, until I went to conventions and people would be so excited to see me in cosplay. Not because it's me, but rather it's because I'm a cosplayer and I'm in a costume and they think it's cool and they enjoy it. And I think that's what is really at the core of it. Accuracy is one thing, but just being able to bring a character to life, I think, is so amazing, you know?
Totally, because cosplay is technically just for fun. So, okay, I sound like somebody who's protesting right now for people
It's
who's
okay.
actually pursuing accuracy. You do that, you can. I mean, once upon a time, I did try to, not in cosplay, but more like on the skit side, which is, I'm just gonna share. Maybe I'm gonna share it later. Once we hit the question where we talking about events, but for
Oh,
now,
of course.
so you mentioned like we talked about if you were already a professional like a work professional or are you still in your studies, and you said that you're still in your studies. How do you balance your cosplay time over your studies?
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, time
So
management.
when I was a teenager, I was terrible at it. I'm still terrible at it, if I'm gonna be honest. But it's better. I try to put more priority on the schoolwork because, of course, that's part of my life. And cosplaying is a hobby, and it's not like I can pursue cosplay as an actual job. I don't think I'm at that level yet. I hope to one day, maybe. But the way I balance it out is, I've had many projects due like the very next day of an event. And so what I would do is just the like before I start preparing for the event, I would just make sure I have at least 90% of my work done. If not, I'm pulling an all-nighter.
So, is it safe to say that funny thing that I know this word or this term in the cosplay community right now. Like, is it safe to say that you're doing the con crunch thing? I mean,
I
so,
am. Oh, I've done so much con crunching in my life.
like everything's done, and then you saw your boots. Oh,
Yeah.
and then that's it. Like
after I finish rushing my project, and I'm like, okay, yes, I'm done. And I look over to the other side, I see all the unfinished cosplay work, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah, because like you're about to burst on tears, because you really, really do think that you're going to go, like, this is rest time. And then you just say, nope, I'm going to throw this out.
Yeah.
Because the boots are not yet done.
Yeah, I am very, I'm a very big procrastinator.
I'm just going to say, like, if you are a cosplayer, it's not applicable on all. But the thing is, if in the cosplay community, that's a thing. And I'm just going to say, like, any type of project, we people tend to do that.
Yeah.
But we submit ourselves to that kind of thing because it's a hobby that we sacrifice. I mean, not sacrifice. It's a hobby that we gain from it. Either it's a moral boost, happiness. We know that, yeah, lack of sleep, although not a good thing, would be a very big rewarding for the following once the event comes up, because you know the reward would be like you're gonna harvest a lot of from that reward, not for the people, but rather for yourself. Like,
I'm finally willing to accept the consequences.
So yeah, that's speaking from a cosplayer myself as well. So I know the sacrifice there. So we're talking about your cosplay. How do you, by the way, how do you fund such, since you said that you are still a student? Do you do, let's say part-time, or maybe you find something else to monetize your costume or your cosplay?
It's quite a long journey, if I were to explain that. So there was a point in time where I was trying to monetize cosplaying. It was when I was trying to really pursue it as like my main source of income. I wasn't consistent. I was not very good at it. And at that point in time, I didn't really enjoy doing photo shoots as much because I think the standard that I had back then, or at least the skill level I was back then, wasn't what I was hoping for. So whenever I got the pictures back from a photo shoot, I'd be pretty bummed about it. Especially before COVID. And so I think I've improved a lot. Even from last year, I can say that with full certainty. But essentially, after I tried to monetize it and I stopped for a bit, I still have the things up. I just don't consistently update it and I do not check in with it because it's not something I look for anymore. I mean, I'm willing to just leave it there, and if someone like buys something from there, then yay, good, yay for me, right? But I started taking up, quite recently actually, started taking up more cosplay gigs. So there would be events looking for like a cosplay. I think I've only taken two so far though. There was a One Piece TCG tournament, the first ever in Singapore actually. And my friend knew the organizer and he was asking her to go look for some cosplayers, and she was a cosplayer herself as well. And so she was asking around like, hey, does anybody want to do this like thing, you know, you get paid and stuff, and the costume will be paid for, you know, if you don't already have it. And I was like, oh, you know what, yeah, I'm gonna do that, you know, I'm gonna take that up. And so I took it up, got paid quite a hefty sum, I would say, and from there it actually fed me and actually helped pay off a lot of my cosplays. And then afterwards, not that long ago in February, I had another cosplay gig, but it was a smaller one. It was for a neighborhood thing. Again, it was another cosplayer going around like, hi, does anybody want to help out my aunt? Because there's this neighborhood thing going around and she's looking for cosplayers. And I was like, oh, I can take it up. You know, I took it up with two of my other friends as well. And it was also a decent amount of money. And it was also not for a very long time. Like, it wasn't a very long duration. So it was, I think, 2 hours. So it was like 50 an hour. And it really wasn't that bad, considering the fact that all we did was walk around, smile, and said hi.
So
excluding the fact that we had to, you know, put on a costume and stuff.
Okay. Just a follow-up. This cosplay of yours, do you make them yourself, or do you buy them, or do you do both?
If I cannot find a specific cosplay that I really, really want to do, or if I've already promised someone that I will be doing I will make it myself. I did that for my Santa Nero cosplay. I had a lot of help from my sister though, because she knows more than I do about, sewing and stuff and making outfits. And I did that for this, it's super old. I took down the photos as much as I could because I hated how I looked. But I did that for Yao Yorozu Momo from My Hero Academia. But most of the time, especially these days, I just buy it from those sellers on Taobao because it's much easier. I do not have the time to make it. I wish I had. Props. I will try to find it online if I can't find it. If I can't find one of a quality that I like, I will go ahead and try and make it myself. Probably not gonna look the best, but effort.
I mean, at least you have the ability to make your costume. If you're able to do so, but of course, if your time is constrained, you really are forced to buy the costume if you're still going to pursue cosplaying a particular character, right? The thing is, I want to touch on the what you call this, like the cosplay gig. I guess that's the word that I was looking for, because it sucks that I always say cosplay for a cost. Because I just say, like, you're doing cosplay for a cost, right?
Cosplay
Because you
for
have
a
a
cause.
cost. That's why
That
you're
sounds like a
cosplaying.
charity.
Because majority of the guests that I had, they did cosplay for a birthday party. They did cosplay for children, like a let's just say an orphanage or something like that. Okay, I forgot things. Like, they did cosplay because there is let's just say an F1 race event, and then instead of just regular models, why not go for cosplay models? It's
Right, especially since it's
better.
mainstream now.
Yeah, right. Like, it's even better than just having your, like, very what you call this, very slim or small, like, in words, like, tight suits. Just have them as cosplayers, and you can have both, best of both,
It brings in a lot more audience, I would say,
because they look
especially
cool,
nowadays.
because cosplayers look cool.
Yeah, exactly. And if I dare say this, I think cosplayers have a lot of flexibility from all the posing that they have to do. So they can pull off the wildest poses sometimes.
Especially if your costume would actually be like the challenging type of costume. Like, you can't bend down because the knee is limited, but you find a way to do so. So yeah,
The poses are just a lot more dynamic.
that's the thing. So the dynamic pose would be more challenging and be more, because you're doing the pose, and you get comp you, you, it's complemented by the costume that you had. So that's the thing. So we're going for the characters right now. So what are your favorite characters to cosplay, especially that you have sent the pics right now?
My favorite characters to cosplay. Oh, I actually didn't send those pictures over
You
because
didn't
I
send your
haven't had.
favorite cosplayers.
No, because okay, to be fair, I haven't had actual photo shoots of me wearing the cos, like being in the cosplay recently. So that or I brought it to a convention and it's all with pictures of my other friends and I'm not sure if they'll be okay with that. So
Okay, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I'm just gonna insert this one. I'll be honest to the audience, and especially to you. Like, this is just a very like yeah. To be fair, the question itself is not even saying, like, you really have to send your favorite characters, but rather your favorite cosplayers, a cosplay that you did. So yeah, to be fair, the question itself is quite unreliable, I guess. Just gonna put it in one. So yeah, favorite characters. So
My
whether or
favorite
not
characters.
you did cosplay it or not, so go.
Right, okay, so my favorite characters. God, okay, so my number one favorite character, especially one that I would say that to this day I still simp for, is probably Karma Akabane from Assassination Classroom. I kid you not, I love that character with all of my heart. Since the the first day I started reading the manga, I just, and he, when he first appeared, it's just instant love since the start till now. And I try to stay away from male cosplays because I don't think I can pull off male cosplays that well. I've tried. I've really tried. There was a point in my life where I was really trying hard to cos dress. Didn't work out that well, but you know what? It's okay. There was an attempt, and I'm willing to accept that. I'll just admire the other people that do the cosplays well. But that is one of my favorite characters. And more recently, the question prior was, what's my favorite character to cosplay? Hands down, the recent one, Power from Chainsaw Man.
Power.
Power, yeah.
Extreme.
So, yeah,
hopefully
it's
somebody gets that one.
No, but it's the reason why I love to cosplay her, right? It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
What's so dumb about doing Power?
So, I love her character. She's cute and she's very chaotic. And, you know, she's a very lovable character. And I love the energy that she has. But the reason why I love cosplaying her is purely because I like metal music. I listen to a lot of screamo. I've been practicing screaming. I do screamo for my band. And so when I cosplay Power, I can do screamo and I can just scream and it would still be in character.
Fair, funny thing, because we'll just talk about that later. Because I was in the band and the band wanted me to scream even though I wanted to sing. And since I'm a very flexible singer, so okay, I just mentioned this one and the audience will be surprised that, yeah, I was in the band and my position is always being the vocalist, despite that.
No, it's okay.
I really wanted to hold an instrument. Anyways, irrelevant as it is, I just want to say right
but
now.
But it's nice to know more about your host, right?
Yeah, but this is not about the host, this is about you. The guest right now. So, Because I am so guilty with my previous episode, being the amateur host, as even right now.
No.
I am still amateur. The thing is, you know, I want to, yeah, you mentioned that Power was the character that you, favorite character to cosplay. That's your favorite
right
character.
Now, yes.
But the thing is, I want to touch on the pics that you sent. Okay.
Oh yes.
By the way, I just gonna pitch this one out. Just a mm-hmm. question, because I got curious because you said that you won't even dare to cosplay. I mean, you're not confident to do any male character cosplay. So, so I guess you'd say that cross-dress is out. Would you say the same with regards to gender bending cosplay?
I am very conflicted about gender bending cosplay. I don't mind if other people do it, but sometimes I get very iffy if I get asked to do it, or if I start have like I see the gender bend versions of them, and I'm like, oh, that actually looks really good, especially if you would make it into a cosplay. But then I think to myself, don't know if I would actually go there. I have done it before, though, I think.
At least you had an idea between that, because once upon a time, I literally thought they're just the same. They're not. Okay, I know they're not now. So, going through the characters, that the pics that you sent. Okay, so
yeah.
I'll just pick one. Why Viper? Why Louisa? Lucy. There.
Lucy.
annoying words. Lucy, Viper,
Yumiko.
Again, Yumiko. Can you at least among the three, like Raiden Shogun, why would you say, let's just be, I'm just gonna make this question broad. Why did you handpick this one as the cosplay that would represent you as a cosplayer?
The Raiden Shogun one?
No, all of them, all the pics.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so why?
What made you decide, or what made you choose this pic that would tell the audience themselves, like, this is me as a cosplayer and why I decided on this one, and you can follow
okay.
up on that one.
So I will go picture by picture, so character by character, okay? So the first one that I have on my list is Jarami Himeko. So the reason why I chose this picture specifically and this shot specifically also is because this wasn't shot at a studio. This was shot at a convention. So there's this place in Singapore. It's at Stadium. Wild, I know. But basically, there's this huge checkerboard on top of this building. And so we went there with a photographer friend, as well as my course partner. We went there because we want to take some shots there, because, you know, it's a giant checkerboard, you know, might as well make use of it, especially as a Kakegurui character. And so I even asked my boyfriend to get me a deck of cards so that I could pose with the cards and everything. And so that was when I had the big brain idea that I should lay down with the cards all over and just pose that way, because I think that would look really sick. And I was right. And I think this was one of the few characters that I felt, even back then, even when I look at old cosplay pictures of this character that I did previously, way back, way, way back, when I was like a teenager, I didn't hate it. I thought that I really suited, you know, cosplaying her, because bangs, Himekai, a school uniform, an A-line skirt, and I can emulate the character enough in pictures, at least, and in videos, to be able to properly portray her. And I think that's why I really, really like this photo and why I like this shot and why I chose this as a picture to represent me as a cosplayer. I also purposely painted my nails red for this.
How about the other characters?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I was just waiting for it. Like, it's,
right, sorry,
it's,
I'm
I was
so
expecting,
sorry.
Like,
okay,
this
so
is
just,
supposed to be a train.
I will,
like a
train. I will just, right, gotcha. I will just go on and I'll move on. The next one on the list was Lucy from Cyberpunk 8Runners. So, wild story. That I also took, this was also at a convention. A lot of the photos are from conventions. But basically, this shot was, when I got the cosplay, it was one day before the convention. I got the cosplay, I think, a week before the convention. Then the boots arrived exactly a day before the convention. And I was like, you know what? Might as well. And so I brought her out and, you know, everything. And again, I'm actually really surprised at how well I managed to pull off this character. And Lucy is a character that's very elusive, very mysterious, very, you know, kind of not in the background, but more like working in the background. And that is a character that even my sister has said really suited me, because I could kind of pull off that kind of expression. And so when I got the pictures back, I was like, oh, I actually look really, really good. And, you know, it actually looks like something that Lucy would do. And, you know, it's not easy pulling off a cyberpunk character when there isn't any cyberpunk aspects in your surrounding. At least that's how I feel. So the fact that it still kind of looks like it could be what it would be like if Lucy was, you know, in real life, it's enough for me to say that this is a really good shot. This is a good photo. It's a good cosplay, at least at this moment. And I think it portrays Lucy as a character quite well, and that's the reason why I really like it. The next one, Viper. I actually borrowed this cosplay from a friend because I didn't have the funds for it, and she was already getting the cosplay. I commissioned the gun from a 3D printer. We had a lot of mishaps with the gun, and I had no idea if I was going to pull her off, because I do not have that very angular, like, sharp face shape.
Okay, and sorry to cut you here. Okay, I'm just gonna skip this, because I just you just mentioned 3D printing, and I am just so amazed by this freaking technology right now. Because
right.
I tell you, cosplayers right now, you guys, all everybody who's anyone who's listening right now, especially if you're a cosplayer, you guys have a very advantage very big advantage just because this technology exists. So if I dare say, try to use it efficiently as possible, because it's actually a very big advantage.
As was apart from back in people, like 2016,
cause,
to be fair.
Exact, because honestly, my time, it's like, cosplay before, the only thing that you can print are papers. So that's the thing. Before, I guess stickers as well. Okay, I guess existing, I don't know, whatever. So the 3D printing wasn't existing, it didn't exist way back my time, and we really have to do something about the props. Let's just say the gun that you just mentioned right now, like, I really need to make a replica out of it. It's either I just buy a toy gun and then just gonna mold it off, really hand my put my hands on it, and then freaking customize the shoes next of that toy, just to make it at near enough, or I dare say near enough accurate to the gun that I'm supposed to handle, whereas you can just create it out of, I guess, out of thin air because of 3D printing. So yeah, it's cool that you have this one. So that's my take.
Funny that you would say that, because 3D printing, if I'm not wrong, you have to make the model in order to be able to print it. There are models online, but I think thankfully the 3D printer that I went to already had a model for it because he had done it before.
I think they call it, I forget the word. I think they call it like a patent. I forgot the word. It's like,
patent?
Yeah, something like you need to have that. I just call it that file.
Yeah.
That with somebody made. Yes, that one. And then, of course, if nobody has, nobody made it, you just go and make it yourself. And then you create yourself through a 3D, but my bottom line is, on my part, is like, yeah, you still have things that you still have to do the procedures, that you're still going to do the process, you're going through the process itself. However, I'm talking about the existence of the technology itself, because did do the 3D or whatever that we had before, if this technology or this machine didn't exist, it's pointless creating it out of thin air. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you if you have that one as well.
I don't have a 3D printer.
So. Kudos to you for having that as an idea that, yeah, maybe I can just create a gun from a 3D printer. Because honestly, I'm still amazed and awesome that thing exists. And
I am too, so it's fine.
Okay.
Actually, funny story about the gun. I wanted to try and, because my school does have a 3D printer, and you can basically book a slot to use the 3D printer. But unfortunately, the school doesn't allow you to use the 3D printer for shit like this. So I actually did this cosplay with my boyfriend who did chamber, and I also had to commission his, what was it called? Headhunter. It's the pistol version. So it costed a bit, but you know, for cosplay.
Yeah, we look the way we look the other way because of cosplay. Yeah. In terms of cosplay.
We'll close both eyes just for cosplay, really. But yes, okay. The next picture is Ari from League of Legends, the KDA version. So the reason why I chose this shot, and why I would say that this represents me as a cosplayer, is because I have never really attempted to do a cosplay like this before. I had to walk around with this huge thing I walked around the entire convention with 9 gigantic tails behind me, dragging behind me, and like it was kind of falling off. And the convention was quite crowded, so a lot of people kept, like, banging into me. And the fact that it still managed to stay on and unbroken is a feat in itself. And I've never attempted a kind of makeup style like this, where it's very, very sultry, very, especially the lines of the face. I had to draw it on with an eyeshadow, and I was so scared that it was not going to be even. Thank God it was. I also had to do the nails. I did extensions specifically for this cosplay, and I did not expect to pull off the character this well. Also, I did not expect to pull off any character at this point. I really didn't expect to look as good as I did for the shot. And I think this was the first time I realized that I look really good as a platinum blonde. A month later, I think I did dye my hair. I bleached my hair platinum blonde.
Oh wait, so this is not a wig. This is a dye. Okay.
No, this is a wig. This is a wig. So.
Oh wait,
But
you
it
just
was because I wore this cosplay, and people were telling me, "Wow, you look really good as a blonde. You know, like you look really good with light hair." And I was like, "Yeah, you're right, huh?" And then the very next month, I bleached my hair.
Oh, so you mean the inspiration for bleaching your hair is came from this cosplay itself.
I think it was the final push for me to really do my hair.
Okay. Yeah,
So.
because funny thing. Okay, I'm just gonna make this short because I already explained it before. Okay, way past before my ha way on my cosplay year. I'll just explain it to you later because I have a funny story in that, and I don't wanna add it to the length of this interview because I've said it from my past episode. So yeah, do continue. But don't worry, I'm gonna share it later.
Okay, sure. But yeah, this cosplay was also shared between me and my friend, Megumi. It was in terrible condition. We bought it off another cosplayer. We had issues with that cosplay. When it came to dealing with this costume sale. But that aside, we kind of worked it out, kind of. And so when I wore the costume, the choker, by the way, that you see in this shot was made with electrical tape. So it was electrical tape on my neck. Because when I got there and I tried to put on the choker, it literally disintegrated in my hands. And so I was like, what do I do? Crap. So I texted my boyfriend really quick because he hadn't reached yet, being like, can you please bring electrical tape or something, like black tape, so that you can fix this? And he's like, I got you, don't worry. And so when he came, I was like, I brought the tape. And so he just taped it around my neck, and it stayed on the whole day, you know, even when I sweat. And so it works fine. Didn't really hurt taking it off either. So if you're ever in a pinch, electrical tape is the way to go.
Wait. Where's the electric? I mean,
The
where's
choker.
the choker? Wait,
The
you're not
choker.
working anything on the pick. Oh wait, the choker isn't present in the pick. I'm assuming.
Wait, which picture are you looking at?
Like the one you sent right now. Like I mean, oh wait, you're referring to the blonde character for
Yes,
now.
the blonde
Oh,
character.
I thought we were
Yeah.
moving on to the other character.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I see it. I see it. Okay.
Yeah, so it was electrical tape around my neck, on my neck.
Hey, it's cosplayers. We tend to find stuffs and be creative about it.
We find solutions even if it hurts us.
I would agree to that because I have another story as well regarding that. I'm not gonna share it on this social, because. Okay.
We can save it for our conversation
Yeah,
later.
I'll just save it later because
Yeah,
the pain
so.
aspect of cosplaying, I understand that.
Yes,
Really,
I'm
really.
sure. I feel like most cosplayers should understand the struggles.
When you're cosplaying, you're literally struggling.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
forfeit somebody would say that they're cosplaying, but they're so comfortable. That's
I
just it's either
That
they're
hasn't happened.
bullshitting. Oh, I'm sorry for that. Either it's either BS or you're lying. But either way, if you're saying it, then you are one lucky SOB. SOE, I mean. Yeah. If you're very comfortable with your cosplay. Anyways, your next costume would be your
Yes,
cosplay.
my next costume. So this next costume that I have here is
Which is, I
Rei
actually, I'll be
Ayanami.
honest, I mistook this for. I really thought you cosplayed Final Fantasy VII, Tifa, the ball gown version. I mistook it. Because it's blue. Because it's blue. And then you have this hair. Yeah.
Right. So, funny. Because that is from Fate Grand Order. That is a photo also at a convention. A lot of these photos are from conventions. Yes. I've mentioned that. But basically, I've had this cosplay actually for a very long time, actually, before COVID. And it was kind of just sitting in my cabinets because I couldn't fully zip up the sides. But when I tried it on, I think back in 2022, I think, I put it on and I was like, oh, I can actually fit it this time because it's a size S and it's from Uowo. And Uowo has a huge problem with its sizing. But basically, when I put it on, I was like, oh, I can actually fit it. Maybe I can finally, you know, wear this costume out. And so, AFA was around the corner at that point, and I was like, I can bring this out to AFA, why not? It's a pretty dress, and I've always wanted to cosplay this version. So I brought her out, and I think that was the first or second time I cosplayed the Fate characters again in 2022. And I have always hated how I look as this character. Her name's Gahat. I've always hated how I look as a character. I always felt like I didn't suit her until that day. Until that day when I finally put it on again, I was cosplaying her again. I was like, you know, I actually don't look that bad. And so I really liked the shot because I think it was it's this China photographer that's staying in Singapore right now. And I've seen his pictures, but that was the first time he approached me. And I remember being so in awe because it was basically like a shoot setup. Like an actual photo shoot set up in one corner of the convention. It wasn't actually in the corner, it was like in the middle of the walkway. Not really, the walkway is quite big. But basically, if you notice, you can see a bunch of people in the background actually. But he did it pretty well, you know? And the colors are amazing. And I remember looking at this picture and just thinking, wow, I look that good. And a lot of people, when they saw like me in this outfit, they were like, oh my god, I haven't seen this cosplay in so long. Because at that point, Fate had kind of died out in the Singapore community. Not to the point where there's no Fate cosplayers, but it used to be everywhere. Like every single cosplayer was doing Fate at that point in time. But you know, in 2022, everybody's doing Genshin, right? 2023, they're still doing Genshin. And so people were so in shock and in awe. And I remember I when I posted this on Instagram, I captioned it, the revival of Fate, with like a question mark and an exclamation mark. And people were like, yes, bring back the Fate cosplays, you know, like do more Fate cosplays, bring it back. Because so many people still love the series. And I think the very next event, end of year event, there was this whole big group of Fate cosplayers that were doing like Christmas versions and everything. And me and my friends joined because we were doing the Powderoo, right? So we were doing the Santa version. And so it was just so nice because everybody would just be like, ah, it's the meme, it's the Powderoo, you know? And it kind of just showed that people still want to bring back a certain series, especially if it's really popular. And I think that's what's really nice is that no matter how old a series is, I mean, look at Evangelion, no matter how old a series is, if there is still someone in the current community that enjoys the anime or the series, they will still do it. And I think that picture kind of reminds me of that because I have not seen Fate cosplays in such a long time. There's very little nowadays. It's very sad. But yeah, so I'm just really proud of the progress it took to reach that point. Yes, next picture is the one I have.
Now we arrive to the one that overshadows Fate.
The Genshin Impact character. Okay, so this isn't my cosplay, actually. This is my friend's cosplay. I borrowed it from her because I, again, do not have the funds for it. But basically, this cosplay was mainly because we wanted to cosplay together again. She used to be my main cos partner, Koyuki. I call her my wife. But essentially, we were like, okay, let's start doing more cosplays together again, because that's what we used to do. We used to cosplay Fate together a lot, especially Nero and Tamamo. So when we found when she got the Yae Miko cosplay and the Raiden cosplay, we were like, oh, we can just switch anytime we want. She prefers Yae Miko, of course. So when this day came, I was really proud of how I looked because I took a lot of time to figure out how I should do the makeup and how I should do the mold. I also had to ask around, being like, which one looks better, what looks good. And this shop, also at a convention, was just such a nice timing because the sun was just right. But at that point, that was when I realized that I am kind of shifting away from my previous makeup style again. And so this was kind of st the start of me shifting to a different makeup style again. So this, I would say, is the most recent photo among the ones that I showed you, among the ones that I sent you. This is the most recent photo that showcase the current stage of cosplay I am at, which is a lot of my pride comes from makeup. So that is the reason why I sent you this picture also, is because it's the most recent picture of my current makeup style for cosplay. Most accurate, at least. I think I shifted again.
And
Then,
finally, the
yes.
Evangelion, which is
Yes.
ironically, because I haven't actually seen this kind of a design for, unless this is an original one, or I might have missed something.
Okay, so this is actually this is a derivative of her black plug suit, which is the long story. I feel like if I even if I say it, I mean it's not even spoiling anymore because of how old the anime is. But basically, the story goes that they got cloned, right? So the main characters, Asuka, Shinji, and Rei, they got cloned. So the cloned versions of themselves wear a different plug suit from the previous iterate, like the first iteration. And so Rei's one was black, and so it was this black plug suit. But then I think some fig figurine company released, it's an official outfit technically, released this specific version of the plug suit where it's more scandalous. Yes, I actually got this cosplay for a movie premiere, so I somehow managed to be invited to the fan premiere of the Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0. So it was the last movie of the Evangelion series, the finale basically. And I was lucky enough to be invited. And so they were of course saying, like, you don't have to be in cosplay, but it's highly encouraged since, cosplayer, right? And I felt obligation to go and get a cosplay because I'm a cosplayer that got invited to an anime fan screening. The least I can do is cosplay. So I scrambled to go look for a cosplay, and somehow I asked one of my friends that did this version whether or not she could lend me the cosplay, and she was like, oh, I already sold it off. Do you want the contact number just in case? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I reached out. Turns out I know the other person. And they were like, oh, yeah, I can actually just sell it to you because I dropped the cosplay. And I was like, that's fantastic. So I bought it, reached the same day, and I put it on, and I was like, fantastic. I'm all set. And so this photo shoot was at a studio. I was doing a photo shoot right after AFA. I was very tired. I shot two cosplays that day, and the reason why I wanted to shoot this character was because I've actually that was like the first time I went to this specific studio, and this studio had a cyberpunk team, cyberpunk in air quotes. It's just neon lights and very, tech. So there's the screen, there's the net, the nerve on the screen and everything, and I was like, great, fantastic. So I think this was the first time I actually reached out to my photographer friend to be like, hey, you want to do a photo shoot? At first I asked to do a photo shoot of Lucy from Cyberpunk, and he agreed. And then he also said that actually he wants to shoot this Rei tuck suit version that I had. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, sure, I'm down. And so we shot this one first. And I actually prefer the photos from from this cosplay.
Oh, so you've
So
done the Lucy photo set
yeah.
background as well, but you chose this over that.
Yes,
Okay.
because I highly prefer how I look on that day specifically, how I look in the Rey cosplay versus the Lucy one. But to be fair, we took so long shooting the Rey that the Lucy was super rushed. So
Okay.
I think that's why the pictures came out better.
Okay. So but just maybe a short explanation. By broader sense, this, I guess you just have to either agree or not, or maybe close enough, or maybe correct me, I guess. Yes, I want to explain something like, so does that mean that, I want to clarify, I mean, that the pics is like the pics that you've sent right now are the pics that, in a sense, what you call this? Tells the story of the journey of your cosplay. Would that be a fair, what you call this? Thought about how the pics were, why you chose this?
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty fair description,
And the final,
explanation.
like, and the final, like, let's say, I won't say final, but rather your recent skills as a cosplayer would be the one that is showing the Raiden Shogun character.
If I'm not wrong, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is the
Okay.
recent one.
Third question. What were your most memorable experience or events in cosplaying?
One of the most memorable experiences or events in cosplaying, one of it would be the first time that I got something called a photog wall. Basically, it's based a bunch of photographers were just directly in front of me while I was posing for one, and so it was just this big crowd of like photographers shooting me, and I was just there like, oh shit, okay. And that was back in 2018. That was back in 2018 when I would still say we're not the best like cosplays. That was when I was still doing fake cosplays very often as well. And I remember feeling so like overwhelmed, excited, and just running on pure adrenaline. Because it's just like a whole wall of people just trying to take a photo of you. And I'm just, you're struggling to make sure that you look at the right places sometimes. If not, you're gonna be a bit awkward. And I think I was 16 back then. Yeah. It was really wild. Like, so that was like the first time and like one of the most memorable experiences. The second one I would say is when I got again photog-walled by with my friend Koyuki. And it was the biggest wall I've ever had. And I think that was in 2019.
Hold on, are you referring to a cosplay ball?
No,
Oh, I thought
no,
you mentioned.
we don't have cosplay balls in
Oh,
Singapore, sadly.
I yeah, cause we have it here. Weird as it sounds, we did. Although I'm not sure if it's still a thing, but we did have it here. It's kind of like it's a like
I've heard
you
about it, yeah.
wouldn't have even thought that the two would even be like you can have both, like having a ball, but at the same time you're cosplay.
I mean, I won't say that there's no way. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't think about it. I've thought about it. But then I saw, I think quite recently, or was it a while back, on Facebook, that a few of my friends were overseas. I think it was also from Philippines, or was it Malaysia? I can't remember. They had a cosplay ball. And I remember looking at the pictures being like, oh, damn, that's. I want to have a cosplay ball, I want to go to one. I have the perfect cosplay for it. Come on.
Yeah, I want a cosplay beast from Beauty and the Beast, and then
Oh,
I
that would
would
be
just
so
look for
nice.
somebody and then tell me, like, I look
Yeah.
hideous. I'm gonna grab you now because I'm the beast. I'm kidding. Anybody who's listening right now, okay, it's an act. Maybe somebody would just judge me about what I just said right now. Anyways. Any other events? Like, I'm gonna be directing on this one. You mentioned AFA or AFA, as we say it here. Can you at least explain what is AFA or be more broad, not hitting any copyright?
So, right. So, AFA, Anime Festival Asia, is basically the biggest, but I'm not sure if it is, but I would say from my perspective, it is the biggest anime convention in Singapore. It's an annual thing. And so it's typically held at Suntec City, Suntec City Convention Center. And so basically it is a huge event, 3 days, 3 days straight, typically somewhere in November to December, that is basically hosting a bunch of booths, a bunch of creators, a lot of companies, a lot of, I think back in 2022, they even had like this influencer company that did this spinning record. Like, they recorded you, like, it was a recording thing basically, and they would just take shots of like random people that would sign up for their stuff. And I had one, and you know, and they also had, I think, Haken there. They had a lot there, and you know, it's basically just 3 days straight of just weebs in one spot. And it was so crowded to the point that it made it to like national news.
I mean, if you think about it, that is the equivalent of just gonna say WCS of Singapore. Like that's the equivalent of it, or the MX.
Okay.
I'm gonna apologize to my German cosplayer guest, Max Berlin, which is another big it's Germany, so Berlin. So Max Berlin, a big event in cosplay event in Germany, and then you have Colossal Con from Chicago's, yeah, somewhere there. And
there's also Comic Fiesta in Malaysia.
So, like, as a host, I am so excited to know and got curious enough I want to know the biggest event, and then I want to know like how does the event works, because I want to really know how to differentiate each of the event or how they are similar at the same time.
So there's actually two big events in Singapore for these kind of conventions, but one of it, it's kind of separated. So one of it is mainly for Western cosplay, so all your comic stuff, it's Comic-Con, so all your DC, Marvel, like Western cosplays, that's where all the game stuff usually goes.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's Comic-Con.
I'm familiar with Comic-Con.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
It used to be known as STGCC, Singapore Toys and Games Comic Convention. So they merged with another event called GameStar to become Comic-Con in Singapore. And I think last year was their very first event as Comic-Con. And it went really well. It was two floors. It's huge. And I think it also spread further out outside the convention. And so there's that. And then there's, of course, AFA, which is the more Japanese and Western side, Eastern side of it. So all your anime, all your, you know, rhythm games, I guess.
From the
all your mangas, manhwas, all that.
Yeah, I mean, from the word itself, you just mentioned it, which is ironically why.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll confess. I know it's called AFA. I mean, I don't know it's called. I just recently know that you just say AFA. Because in my country, we just specifically in my local region, like we could just call it AFA. You know what's the biggest bummer? What? I don't even know what that means. I just call it AFA. which really sucks, and I do apologize to anybody.
No, who's it's okay. It's okay.
Because I just recently
no,
like
it's, okay.
It's anime. I mean, Asian. See, I can't anime, even pronounce it already.
Anime Festival Asia.
There, Anime Festival Asia. So yeah, the yeah. keyword is Asia. So yeah, and then there's anime, and then I'm sorry for the Westerners, guys. The anime origin on the east side, we have it, and we're willing to share it, cause like spread the love.
Right, anime is amazing, you know.
But I'm gonna be a public enemy for saying this one, but okay, to hell with it. Anyways,
it's not to say that you can't cosplay a Western cosplay to like an anime event. You can. No one's gonna scrutinize you. Same with like if you wear an anime costume to Comic Con, no one's gonna scrutinize you. It's just what they specifically showcase at the convention itself.
Yeah. What one thing that I remembered about AFA or AFA is I should stop trying to transition both words because
it's okay, don't worry.
I just say AFA because I'm already more used to it. So I mean, one thing that I remember about AFA is the literal like the big cosplay competition. I'm not sure if it's international or like Asia specific area of. It's like international, but more specific on the Asia continent, where literally you go. Because I remembered one of my cosplay friends, I could just say friend, we're affiliated. Okay, so one of my cosplay affiliated buddies were we they compete on AFA. I think they won. I can't recall. I can no longer recall. But I think they did. They won. Because they did a Final Fantasy type of cosplay. I can't recall it.
I think I might remember that.
Okay. So
I vaguely remember something like that.
So, not sure. It happened 2010, 2011, or was it 12? I can't recall. Anyways, so that happened, and then I just saw like the competition, like it's on the I have a personal issue with the stage, but that's me. But the thing is like it's overcrowded because the stage is just so like,
it's always overcrowded, I
like,
swear.
Like you can do something about the stage. And right. I'm a very let's just say okay, I'm not gonna explain it here, but let's just say AFA has a cosplay skit event competition, which that's the cream of the crop that I always see. I don't like I tune into AFA because there is a competition on the, like there's a skit cosplay skit stage competition. I mean, let's just remove the competition word, but literally there is like a cosplay. By the word, like capitalize it, costume playing on the stage. You're doing it with your partner. You're having a narrative. I'm not sure how many minutes it is, but the thing is, that's the thing. That's where I magnetize myself. So that's it. So that's where I got interested in. I'm like, holy crap, they have this, and then wow, and then everybody's like, they giving off their 100-150%. It's probably because they want to win, but the thing is like I enjoy watching it, and that's why AFA is one of the most enjoyable cosplay event that I see in the video as much as I can. Just if ever somebody would actually post the videos that I guess I just grabbed some stuffs on YouTube.
Yeah, that's I'm pretty it. Sure you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if AFA has an official like site for videos that are free to see for each competitors or contestants.
I think they have an official site, but I think it's probably updated every year.
But do they have the like the
I think they might have a channel, like a YouTube channel.
A YouTube channel, okay. So, but that vid was way back before. And just want to ask, have you actually thought about like going on stage, like do the next level of cosplay, like be more challenging, like compete, I guess? Is it the
I
safe
have
word?
for a lot of times. I remember I applied for one at one point, didn't get in to the finalists, but I think that's fine. Essentially, I have thought about it, but I realized that the cosplaying that I do is mainly just to portray the characters, never to really fight for the craftsmanship and to show off my craftsmanship. I think I'm less on the craftsmanship side and more on the makeup and wig side, I think. My wig styling is terrible, though.
I can comment on that because all the stuffs that I did are made by somebody, because that's the thing. I'm one of those cosplayers that is already like, you can just say I'm or that's not the right word. Like I am just so a cosplayer that requires people to help them,
I
which
think
kind
that's
of
fine.
sucks.
No, I think that's fine.
But anyways, you have a complaint in your wigs. That's why I to be fair, I can't really like have my thought, because if personally, if I would say your wigs are really, really like they're on the point, like especially the ones that you sent. I mean, I mistook you for Tifa in the first place, for one of your picks. Like, is this a, oh, it's a Tifa. Wait a minute. Then, well, my brain would still say like it's Tifa. That's why I have to ask you personally. Like, did you what's with the blue cosplay? And then you mistook the blue for the wig. No, it's the blue costume. So that's why I was confirming something, because literally you can actually do a Tifa cosplay if you want to. So yeah, so cool that you have that kind of ability. By the way, we're on the last part. You have much to say on during this interview. You talk a lot, especially on your experience as a cosplayer, and like I mean
I
the
apologize for
progress.
that.
No, you don't have, because the thing is, the progress that you have, it just suits for the last question, which is,
Any advice?
I won't even say any advice. I'm gonna say like, can you give advice for the cosplayer, I mean for the listeners that wants to try and experience cosplay or aspire to become a cosplayer themselves?
So about that, for those that want to that haven't cosplayed but are thinking of trying and they want to try and experience the cosplaying scene and being in cosplay, go for it. Do not let anything stop you. It's a whole other feeling to be in costume. Like, it's basically Halloween whenever you want it to be. And I think that's what's so fun. And it's a different kind of feeling when you see another person and they appreciate the cosplay. You might think you have the worst costume there, but chances are there's still gonna be at least someone there that appreciates your cosplay. And even if you don't think that anyone there is gonna appreciate your cosplay, I can assure you someone there does. And it could be the organizers for being happy that you came to that event in cosplay. It could be someone that didn't come up to you for a picture but just wants to admire you from afar. That happens quite a lot, because weebs, right? They tend to be quite shy. And of course, do it for yourself. It's an experience that I think everyone should have that experience, because it's a very exhilarating kind of feeling, And it really helps to get people out of their shell. I'm speaking from personal experience. And for those that, aspire to become a cosplayer and to really take it up as a proper hobby, Number one, your finances better be ready for it. It is not a cheap co it's not a cheap hobby. I feel like most hobbies aren't cheap anyways, but this really isn't cheap, and it requires a lot of dedication and a lot of passion. If you don't have the drive and the love for the character, it's very hard to be able to put on the costume and go through all of the struggles of a cosplayer when you don't even like the character that you're cosplaying, or at least somewhat enjoy the cosplayer, cosplay, sorry, character. Oh my God. And I would just say, if you are unsatisfied with how you look, and you should always practice. Practice is such an important thing. Not just in cosplaying, but in life in general. Everyone experiences failure, and that's something that helps us to grow as a person and as a cosplayer. Take it from me, I have really come a long, long way from not even knowing how to apply foundation properly, to not knowing how to trim bangs, to being able to at least satisfactory, like, be satisfied with how I look at in cosplay. Takes a while. I've been doing this for a while. But if you have the passion, you have the drive, and you enjoy cosplaying and you make a lot of friends, I think that's what's important.
Well said. Very well said. I mean, I could have agreed more. Like you hit all the points. Queenie, thank you for your time. You
Yes, thank you for having
you've
me.
it's always been a pleasure for anybody who took the time and tell their story here, especially in this podcast. Because this podcast is for the cosplayers, by the cosplayers, will always be related to cosplay. So, again, thank you. And you can check out upcoming episodes from this podcast by joining the Facebook page at The Cosplay Creep. Also, you can check samples of today's guest cosplay photos on Instagram. That's Instagram at The Cosplay Creep. TikTok at Cosplay Creep, which
Oh,
is actually
cool.
you, yeah, so you can still hear her. I mean, TikTok is where you can see the trailer for the upcoming episodes. And by the way, all social media outlets will be on the description below, especially hers. And as always, if you're hearing this right now, thanks for joining, and I will see you next episode.